Hello and welcome to Green Tea, your Asian podcast, rather your random Asian podcast by me, Corbin Green. Does that sound right? I don't know. Do I care? I don't think I do. Do you? I think you have better things to actually think of, or you have better struggles. Yeah, right? Anyway, how are you? I'm good. Settle down. I actually just had my first cup of green tea, actually. I just had that with no sugar. See, I lead by example. I've been taking green tea for 3 weeks? Courtesy of my boss, of course. He's a tea enthusiast, just like me. So I take my green tea with no sugar. Yeah, you know, it's not the same as mint tea, because mint tea has somewhat of a mintish flavor. Green tea is just dried up leaves and the tea is all greenish. But I love it. It really does wonders for your digestive system. You should try that. You know, it'll calm you down. Yeah, well, I don't think it has the same effect on me. But anyway, it is what it is. It's just tea. So how are you? Welcome. Settle down. I'm good. I actually went to bed last night around 11:30-ish. And yeah, I woke up around 10 or something. No. Actually, I woke up around 8:30. So I think I did kind of have some okay-ish of a rest. I did. Is that 8 hours? Such a dumbass. I don't know. Maths was never really my strongest point in school. Anyway, we're not judging, right? So I had a good time. Yeah, I did actually have a good time. I did. Last night. I drank, I ate, and oh my god, I didn't call my boyfriend, did I? I'll call him after I'm done here. I miss him terribly. Anyway. So anyway, guys, today we're talking about commonalities. Do commonalities really determine a long-lasting friendship? I mean, having stuff in common with your friends, does that lead to a long and lasting? Or should we stretch it up a bit and say a long-lasting or a lifetime of a friendship? Do you believe that befriending people who have the same interests as you, does that give you a guarantee that you guys will not even have an argument? Does that mean you will have a fruitful friendship where it's just strawberries and lollipops and rainbows all together? Will you be giving each other those friendship necklaces or bracelets or tattoos and all that? Really, does that? Does it guarantee that, actually? Does it guarantee that? Because, I mean, take it from me. I think I actually have different friends. And by different, I mean I have friends whom I have stuff in common with. And I have friends that I have little to no commonalities with. Yeah, because, I mean, well, actually looking at my friendships, I think I have my friends where I can, you know, relax and talk books and talk politics and talk about literally anything. And then I have my friends whom I kind of let dominate the friendship, because half the time we're talking, I have no freaking idea what we're talking about. And I just listen there. Sometimes I even pass out. I'm sorry, Clement, but I do. You know, you talk too much and sometimes I pass out. So should I be, I don't know, should I be crucified for that? I don't know. I don't know. Call me whatever you want to call me, but that does happen, you know. And sometimes, to some degree, I think that you cannot really pigeonhole your friend-making exercise to commonalities, because sometimes if you have a lot in common with your friend, it might actually, you know, mar the friendship. It could actually, I don't know, it could cause conflict in the friendship sometimes. In most cases, if you are of the same personality, you know, and it's true what they say, too much of anything is kind of bad, I think. Well, I know, but you know, maybe you don't know yet, so you're still kind of thinking about this as I'm talking about it. So does that really guarantee you a good friendship? You know, does it mean that you will not even, I don't know. Well, this kind of happens. Sometimes they say that if you like a lot of the same things with your friends, it could actually lead into other things. You know, there are things that you want to have in common with your friends, and there are things that you don't want to have in common with your friends. Some of the things may include the kind of partner that you want to date. You know, doesn't your friend likes a particular guy, or your friend likes a particular girl, And then at the end of the day, you both like the same things. And you know what they say. A few drinks here and there, and then so and so. And then, oh well, you wake up with a big oopsie the next morning. Right? Commonalities gone wrong. Right? Does the expression two peas in a pod, does that loosely transition into real life experiences? Or whoever conjured up that nonsense was just on a creative high? Really, two peas in a pod. I don't know. I think for me personally, I think you cannot really go around befriending people who are of the same personality as you. Because in most of my friendships, I'm mostly the awkward one out of the situation. I'm the oddball. I mean, my friends are rooted, deep and calm people. You know, they listen to somewhat of the same music. They date somewhat of the same, sometimes similar people. So I'm the one that actually comes in and say, hey, have you heard of this artist? Have you watched that movie? Have you watched that show? And they say, oh my God. I know for a fact that most of my friends actually detest. Yes, they detest my music taste. They will say, oh, well, you listen to Anya. That is very, 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 very weird. Some people actually go to an extent of saying, she's satanic. How do you listen to that? My sister actually went to as far as saying that she sounds like, I don't know. You know those people that sing, you know, that choir that sings at a funeral? It's all somber and it's all morbid. Yeah. She's actually gone to that far to actually describe my musical taste. So you see, I'm not really somebody that you could say, well, we like the same things. I mean, there are people that like the same things as me, mainly music. You know, there's somebody out there that likes Anya, and some of my friends actually do like Taylor Swift. I do jam into that sometimes. But then again, I think I've kind of grown out of that. So yeah, I kind of have lost that commonality of some sort. So I don't really think that you should have friends whom you have everything in common with. Like I just said, that my friends think I'm an oddball because I like stuff that they don't. Yet, we do have things that actually connect us. Come to think of it, yeah, we do. Really, we do. So I guess whoever said that two peas in a pod, yada, yada, all of that, I think this is just psychobabble. You know, that's what I think. But I'm interested in what you think. So do you think that having the same interests, that actually guarantees you, you know, by guarantee, does that ascertain you a great friendship? I mean, I could name all my friends, you know, Zama, and here in China, I'm friends with Tabi Singh, you know, and Tabi Singh wants nothing to hear about my music. In fact, the other day I had to compile him a playlist for a party, and then she said, oh no, that's the worst mistake you could do. Cardinal, you can't. Earth-shattering mistake. Do not let him compile music, because anyway, we know he likes that old woman, you know, that woman who sings in foreign languages. And then there's my boyfriend too, who says, I'd rather sing along to something else. I'd rather listen to somebody else other than some woman who conjures up her own language. That's Anya. I love you, Anya. Everyone knows that I love Anya. I'm obsessed with Anya, you know. So another question is, being totally in sync with your friends, is that a good thing? Or is it a bad thing? I mean, totally in sync, meaning that, well, let's narrow it down to dating people. Is it really what it's cracked up to be? I mean, what if they start liking what you like to an extent, liking the same guy, and then they end up in a situation? Do you still think that was a good thing? Because a lot of my friends don't have a lot of things in common with me. But I think, though, you do need some kind of a commonality. I mean, what do you talk about? And there are people here that make friends for certain reasons, the same way that people get into relationships for certain gains or certain reasons or certain purposes, hence the term situationship. Well, I haven't really figured out what to call that friendship, you know, so freshuationship. Well, I guess that rhymes. Anyway, so does that really matter? Does it really matter? Because for me, I believe in kindred spirits, you know, kindred hearts and all of that. If we are just drawn, for me, it has to do with your aura. If your aura is, I don't know, if your aura matches up mine, and then we kind of Because, well, one thing about me, I'm not peaceful. I'm not. I'm peaceful at times when I have no idea what's going on. Or if I walk into a room and there's no one I know, then I'm peaceful. Put me together with my squad, then I become a nightmare. Not that nightmare. Not hurricane, but I become a nightmare. That means I become terribly loud. And another thing, if somebody is loud and you are kind of rooted, I think that's a good and balanced, you know, situation, right? Because if your friend is loud and you're loud, doesn't that really kind of bring in a whole lot of unnecessary energy floating about? Because I'm all about a balance. The same thing with relationships. If your friend balances you out, then it works. If your partner is a, I don't want to say a stock, you know. Yeah. See how complicated it is? I mean, like, don't you wish that we could make friends like we did in primary, you know, when somebody gave you a slice of their sandwich and then you gave them an apple and then you just went away and did your thing and you were joined at the hip? God. Wow. Making friends as an adult sucks. Jesus, Jesus. Oh my God. I can't. Lord, your children are just complicated. Now you gotta go to a Taylor Swift concert, you gotta listen to Lady Gaga, you gotta like that, just to stay in a friendship? And the next thing you're fighting over something and now you're not talking to each other. God. Well, anyway, there are people that like... Well, you know, sometimes I think that I'm actually spiritual. Hence my suggestion earlier on that I become friends with people whose auras draw me in. Yeah, like I'm very aural. Not O. A-U. Aural. Your spirit is what draws me to you. You know, I believe that if you can connect, then you can be friends. I'm not really about all that jazz of oh, well, you like pink, I like pink, we like that person, we hate that person. Whoa, there we go. Now we have a beehive. Sorry, Beyonce, but, you know, you get what I'm trying to say here. You know, work with me. But, you know, so, yeah, for me, I think that commonalities do not really guarantee a good and a long-lasting friendship. I believe that kindred hearts and kindred spirits, goodwill. If you're kind to me, then I'm going to be your friend. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. And that, for me, is a foundation of a great friendship. If you keep being nice to me, I'll keep being nice to you. And sooner or later, we're going to find our common ground, I think. I'm not really about that you need to be the same person as me. Hell, I don't think anybody wants to be like me. I don't think so. Sometimes there are days I don't want to be who I am. Because, you know, when I have to play back conversations I've had with other people. And I'm like, no, dude, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have worn that. So, yeah. And besides, I find different personalities in a friendship, or rather in a circle of friends, very refreshing, you know. And I believe that having friends who are of a different personality, because listen, like if we're all loud, then that means that I'll never call you if I need something, I don't know, like advice on how to dress for, I don't know, like a funeral or something. If I had a situation where I had to seek advice from you, and if you're just as loud as me, you're just gonna be shouting at me. If I'm hurt and I need you to soothe my aches, definitely, I'm not coming to you. You're the same thing as me. So I want to go to my friend who doesn't talk as much, you know, because I talk too much, I talk a lot. I want to go to a friend who doesn't talk as much as me. I want to go to a friend who's going to soothe me and say, it's okay, Colvin, we all go through this. You'll be fine, my friend. Lie to me if you must. You know, fact of the matter is, I came to you and you give me comfort, you know. And if I want knowledge about, let's see, I'm going to name drop. You know, I'll drop my friends' names. If I want advice on relationships, I'll go to Faith. Faith knows a lot, actually. Faith and I talk about sometimes we gossip, but we talk a lot about other things, mainly relationships, you know, because, hey, well, you know, there's the term umjolo uyenyisa. So, yeah, that means relationships, you know, they can really kick you to the curb, you know. So, that's the person I go to, because she's open about some things, well, a lot of things. She's open, I'm open. So we actually just pour our hearts into that, and then we come up with a solution. If I want to know about, let's see, if I want to know about great music, I'll go to Luca. Luca knows music, you know. If we're at a party and then we're all dancing, we're like, hey, Luca, play some show, and then we can shimmy shimmy, you know. Luca, Clara, and myself, we're all about that vibe. And if I want to go and, I don't know, like gossip, like South African gossip, I'll go to Zandile. She does that so well. Fills me in on the university gossip, fills me in on people in general, she fills me in. And if I want advice on, let's say, career paths, probably go to my friend Andy. He's balanced, he knows stuff, you know, that I don't know. Sometimes sometimes I'm shocked, like, oh my God, you've got such knowledge. Another thing, if I want to know about finances, I'll go to Luca. Luca saves, my God, that boy saves money. He has saved such an exorbitant amount of money since he came to China. So if I need to know about money, I'll go to Luca. If I want to know about stocks, I'll go to Luca. So I'm sure by now you've picked up how I make my friendships. I make my friendships based on our connection. And I make my friendships based on what I can get from you, what I can learn from you. And before you judge me, based on what I can do for you as well. Because if you teach me, I teach you too. So we both need to benefit from the friendship. If we're just talking about stuff like music and that, that's all good and dandy when we're both drunk. But normally, we need to talk about stuff that actually builds us. So if I cannot build something, or if I cannot come to you as an empty vessel and then leave your house or your presence full to the brim with knowledge, I don't want to be your friend. So for me, that's most important. Fill me up as much as I fill you up. Let's just grow, and let's just grow spiritually. Let's just be wise together as friends. Because I feel like a lot of people actually get into these friendships, rather, for the wrong reasons. You like that, I like that. You hate this girl, I hate this girl. Oh, that boy did you bad, I hate him, let's hate him. And then we're friends. Not actually examining the kind of friendship we've built, you know. Only to find that a few months down the line, well, that person is not making great music anymore. So literally we have nothing that connects us. And we're done. No more concerts, no more gossip about that person, and we're done. And some people actually team up because they hate a certain individual. You know, so your friendship is based off someone else's demise, or rather someone else's fortune, or someone else's indiscretion. So you hate somebody because they did you wrong and they did him wrong or her wrong. So you form a bond based on that. Few months down the line, they made peace, you stuck with no friend. Right? So that's how I build my friendships. We need to educate each other, build each other, laugh, and gossip, my favorite exercise, you know, and then drink or smoke, only cigarettes, no drugs. Alright? So that's basically how I make my friendships. And I think it's actually important to build relationships such as those, you know, where you can actually benefit from somebody and they can benefit from you, whether it be career advice or general life, you know, advice, you know, they have this and you can help out, you have this and they can help you out. Not this situations where we like something and then we form a friendship. No, my bond is very expensive. You want to be my friend, you need to be mature, you need to be open-minded, because I am that. I'm not going to expect something from a friendship and not be able to give that back, or not be ready to give the same things to you, you know. A lot of people make the cardinal mistake of being friends with the right people, but for the wrong reasons. So before you venture out into a friendship, I would advise you to be at peace with a friend. Be at peace with the person that you're making or creating a friendship, rather. Look at what you're benefiting from this person. Look at what you can learn from this person. And I actually do agree with this. It's okay to have multiple friends because you gain different things from these people. like I mentioned earlier on, I get advice about this and this and that from a different person, and that can make me whole as a person. So it doesn't really have to trickle down to we like the same things. I mean, hell, I mean, Anya or Beyonce, they've got a million of fans. And you can't all be friends because you like that person. It goes deeper. Friendship is actually something that takes years to cultivate, or even a few months. But how you actually became friends with that person, or what made you become friends with that person, or what drew you to that person, is what actually determines how long the friendship will go. So, other than that, I don't think I'm going to be friends with someone else that I cannot benefit anything from. Oh my God, did I just ramble about friendships and commonalities? Please forgive me, but it had to be said. It had to be said. So what do you think? I mean, do you think that having a ton of stuff that's in common with your other with your friend or your other friend, does that really cement a good friendship? Are commonalities really important in a friendship? Do they? Do they guarantee you a long-lasting friendship? Or you're like me, you prefer to go on the aura of the person, the connection. Because that's how I go for my friends. Let's hear you. So send me a message. You know, just click on the voice note option up there and then record a message and let me know. Do you believe that commonalities are important in a relationship? All right, until next time, your random podcast will be... Have your green tea with no sugar. I repeat, with no sugar. Until then, take care. Love yourself. Keep it light. Pray. Eat. Oh, before I go, I actually came into something last night on Instagram. Since it's summer, it's gonna be spring here. It's still summer wherever you are. It's called hydrate and masturbate. Until then, have your tea, your green tea, with no sugar. Have fun, read books, educate yourself, and broaden your horizons. This is me signing out, Colbin Green, for Green Tea, your random podcast. Bye-bye. Salani kahle. Cheche. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon in China. We're in spring, but it's cloudy. I'm such a fan of cloudy days. Hello there, welcome, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. I'm just happy that you're listening. If you are, welcome. Namaste. Ni hao ma. Sanbonani. How are you? How are you? I'm really good, actually. I had a very great last night. Yeah, Sunday was amazing. I had a great Sunday night. Had fun with my friends. We had dinner and then we had drinks. Good time. Dancing. Shimmy shimmy. You know what it is. Tried on my new fashion. Apparently I look good in baggy clothes, so I think I'm gonna be rocking baggy clothes this summer. Right. Anyway, skinny jeans are out, so hey, baggy is the new thing. Yep, you heard it. Well, I heard it. Now you're hearing it. Take it, use it, don't use it. Hey, it's your prerogative. Anyway, welcome. This is Colbin Green, in case you forgot. The Green Tea Podcast from Asia. Yeah, right, that's fun. I haven't spoken to you in a very, 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 it feels like eons since we last spoke. I had to take a break, reflect, refill, and just rejuvenate. Normal life had to go back. Everything had to revert to normal. We're back to work. So, yeah, exhaustion. Yeah, exhaustion. I repeat that, exhaustion. But anyway, thank God I'm rested after I had a good time with my friends. So my friend Alan turned 21 last night. Yeah, it's like last week he was 20. Now he's 21. The big 21. Happy birthday, dude. Love you. I hope you're listening. You had better listen because I'm really giving you a shout out here. Yeah, I had a good time. But so today, actually, I'm having dinner with my friend Shady. Yeah, in fact, while I'm recording this, I should be getting ready. But anyway, I just had to. So today, the burning question. Is it burning, though? Well, it's a question of interest, I think. question of interest. Oh, by the way, I'm having green tea. I never cheat. I'm having green tea. Today the question is hard work enough? Really, like, is your years of tireless, hardworking nights and days, blood, sweat, and tears, is that ever enough? Really, is that ever enough? Have you ever reached a point, or rather had a certain type of feeling, and you woke up one day? Normally, I tend to reflect on things when I wake up. Or maybe I'm smoking, you know, I stand by the window and I smoke and I ponder on some things. But is this really what life is? Is this what is this what I spent, like, all those years getting educated for? Because sometimes I do kind of wake up and I feel sort of indignant, you know, and disgruntled. That is this really what being an adult is? Is this where it ends? You go to school, university, you get a few shitty jobs here and there, and you land a few good ones. You know, like right now, like I've got a good situation. I won't lie. Thank God for that. I am blessed, right? And then you look at other people who don't really have to work hard for such things. And you look at your age, and you look at their age. You're like, hey, he's 21 and he's doing this. And you imagine yourself back, you know, as a 21-year-old, and you were doing, well, relatively nothing, you know. But you've been working hard, but you still haven't really, you know, like, yeah, well, you know, people have targets. You know, you haven't reached your target. You know, you haven't actually accumulated, or rather have come into your goal. You've been working and working and working, but you still haven't gotten anywhere. And then you ask yourself, is hard work really enough? Or there needs to be some sort of intervention, you know, or somebody needs to step in and save me, or somebody needs to throw me a lifeline, because I've been working hard. I haven't been lazy. This is you talking to yourself somewhere around 3 a.m. when you can't sleep, insomnia, and then all these thoughts pour into your mind, and you wake up depressed the next day, or you're smoking, or you're doing this, and suddenly you think, is this really what I signed up for? Is this really what people were talking about when they said, well, you'll be an adult? Is this what adulting is about? You know, working hard and not really reaching your target, not reaching your main goal. You're not doing bad, but you're not doing that great either. And you look at someone else, they're just kind of coasting by, you know, and they're just cruising. And, you know, often I go on Instagram and I see people like, oh my God, they've made it well. You know, like, they're doing well. You know, they are living their best lives. But then there's no hard work. You know, you look at what they do and you're like, really? You had to do that and now you this? And then I've been working in this. And then you ask yourself, is it really hard work, or is it just sheer luck? Is it really luck? Because, I mean, hard work is, yeah, I've been working hard, yet I haven't really reached my goal. Is hard work enough? Or do I need to outsource some help or something like that? And then there'll be those people, you know, those motivational speakers, which I detest, by the way. Like, I always speak crap about those people. They think they know it all. And then you look at them and you're like, dude, but, you know, what are you telling me that I don't already know? I believe that nobody can tell you about you that you don't already know. I don't like such people. Is there really a formula to life, or rather to success, that people are just missing in their hard working? Is there really a formula that you do this? You know, like math, you know, there's a formula for literally everything in math. Is there a formula to success? Is there a formula that can save you from hard work? Is there such? Those motivational speakers, why aren't they handing out these formulas? Because, hey, I mean, they walk with their heads, you know, their heads held up high with this big chip on their shoulders. They will crush your soul. They will literally, okay, you should see the hand gestures I'm making. They will thrash your soul. They will depress you for an entire month. They will tell you that, listen, my brother, you haven't made it at this age. You are doomed. And then you ask yourself, how am I doomed? Because I've been working. What am I doing wrong? because you wrote like a book here and there, and then you speak a few sensible words here and there, and then you think that you know the formula to life. I mean, if you know so much about life, then why aren't you handing out these formulas in your books? Why aren't you including these formulas in your speaking engagements? Why aren't you doing that? Because there are people that work hard, don't get anyway. Then there are people who don't even work hard, yet they're successful. So really, like, you know, you have these juggling thoughts in your mind. Do I need to work harder? Or do I just need to get lucky? Or even worse, am I just doomed as a human being? Am I doomed? Because, you know, I'm working. I'm not really reaching the goal. Someone else is not working that hard. And they've reached like 10 times, you know. Yeah, they just ahead, like 10 times, 10 steps ahead of you. And you've been working for a long time. Working hard, that is. Don't get it twisted. You've been working hard, like years of tireless, you know, tireless commitment, blood, sweat, tears, breaking your back, bending over backwards, just to reach a certain goal. And then, you know, someone else comes up and then they do this thing here and there, and then suddenly they're big. And then you wonder to yourself, like, maybe I'm just not really cut out for this soft life. Maybe I'm just not cut out for success. Have you ever thought of such things, though? I mean, I can't be the only one that has thought of such things. I mean, we are, after all, human beings, right? Although we don't really have the same thinking capabilities and, you know, we don't have the same depth of knowledge or whatever. But something has got to be similar. Is hard work really enough, though? Or is it sheer luck? Well, I think, I don't know. I'm here so that we can actually help each other out. I bring this forth and then you start thinking about it and then you report back to me. My God. Being an adult is... Couldn't we have just stayed 12 or 15 or even 5? I mean, like, we were so innocent back then, right? We knew nothing. And then you grow up. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, dear child. And now you're going to start, you know, telling yourself, you know, tell the 15-year-old... you know, Colbin, what you know now. What would you say to yourself? You know, what would you say to your younger self? I'm like, well, I would say, boy, run. Run. If you don't run, then gear up. It's an uphill battle. Really, it's an uphill battle. When do people actually make it big? How do they make it big? You know, and then you'll be flipping, you know, and looking and scrolling, and like, oh my God, this is so incredible. Oh my God, this is good. And then you look at these people, and then you go on YouTube and you Google like 10 of the most richest people in the world, you know, 10 of the most richest black people, 10 of the most successful people in your field. And then you wonder, what did they do? What kind of formula did they use? Who did they speak to? Right? What did they do to get to that level? People often say, well, some people say, don't work hard, just work smarter. But then what's the formula? What's the formula to just acquiring that? You know, what's the formula? What's the formula, really? Why aren't people sharing? Why aren't people sharing? What's the formula? Because people do work hard out here. And what I don't appreciate, there are people that actually look down on other people that, you know, they'd look at you, you're so lazy, you're not serious in life, you know. And then poor guy went to school, you know, graduated with good marks, but there's no luck. He can't land a job or keep one. And then there'll be this smart ass out of nowhere. Oh, well, you're not serious. I cannot stand such people. People that look down on other people. Just because somebody has not really made it, or rather, used the same formula, which have been shared, is not serious about life. It does not mean that. This question makes me angry, though. It really burns. Is it enough? Are you born with it? Born for it? Did you get lucky? Did you work hard? That's the question I'm asking. A few questions. Ask yourself that. Just take a moment and listen to this. The people that are are up there, prominent people, successful people, you know, well established. Did they really work hard? Were they born with it? Were they born for it? Or they use something else? Better yet, those motivational speakers, you dumb asses, this is for you too. What's the formula to making it big? Really, what's the formula? What's that one thing that you did that could save an entire generation, or rather, the entire human race from hard work? Because many people do work hard, but they don't get anywhere. That's the question that I'm leaving with you this week. Is hard work enough? Now, Shirley's waiting for me. I need to shower, get dressed, and look pretty. All right? That's it for this week. All right? We'll be back next week with another burning question, with another thrilling, thought-provoking edition of The Green Tea by yours truly, Corbin Green, your distant cousin. All right? Until then, have your green tea with no sugar. Signing out. Love, light, peace, and happiness. Oh yeah, do pray too. Maybe that's the formula. Signing out. My name is Corbin Green, your distant cousin from Asia. Cheers. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon in China. We're in spring, but it's cloudy. I'm such a fan of cloudy days. Hello there, welcome, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. I'm just happy that you're listening. If you are, welcome. Namaste. Ni hao ma. San bonani. How are you? How are you? I'm really good, actually. I had a very great last night. Yeah. Sunday was amazing. I had a great Sunday night. Had fun with my friends. We had dinner and then we had drinks. Good time. Dancing. Shimmy, shimmy. You know what it is. Tried on my new fashion. Apparently, I look good in baggy clothes. So I think I'm going to be rocking baggy clothes this summer. Right. Anyway, skinny jeans are out. So hey, baggy is the new thing. Yep. You heard it. Well, I heard it. Now you're hearing it. Take it, use it, don't use it. Hey, it's your prerogative. Anyway, welcome. This is Corbin Green, in case you forgot. The Green Tea Podcast from Asia. Yeah, right, that's fun. I haven't spoken to you in a very, 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 it feels like eons since we last spoke. I had to take a break, reflect, refill, and just rejuvenate. Normal life had to go back. Everything had to revert to normal. We're back to work. So, yeah, exhaustion. Yeah, exhaustion. I repeat that, exhaustion. But anyway, thank God I'm rested after I had a good time with my friends. So my friend Alan turned 21 last night. Yeah, it's like last week he was 20. Now he's 21. The big 21. Happy birthday, dude. Love you. I hope you're listening. You had better listen because I'm really giving you a shout out here. Yeah, I had a good time. Birthday. So today, actually, I'm having dinner with my friend Shady. Yeah, in fact, while I'm recording this, I should be getting ready. But anyway, I just had to. So today, the burning question. Is it burning, though? Well, it's a question of interest, I think. The question of interest. Oh, by the way, I'm having green tea. I never cheat. I'm having green tea. Today, the question is hard work enough? Really, like, is your years of tireless hardworking nights and days, blood, sweat, and tears. Is that ever enough? Really, is that ever enough? Have you ever reached a point or rather had a certain type of feeling and you woke up one day? Normally, I tend to reflect on things when I wake up. Or maybe I'm smoking. You know, I stand by the window and I smoke and I ponder on some things. But is this really what life is? Is this what we... Well, rather, is this what I spent, like, all those years getting educated for? Because sometimes I do kind of wake up and I feel sort of indignant, you know, and disgruntled. That is this really what being an adult is? Is this where it ends? You go to school, university, you get a few shitty jobs here and there, and you learn a few good ones. You know, like right now, like I've got a good situation. I won't lie. Thank God for that. I am blessed, right? And then you look at other people who don't really have to work hard for such things. And you look at your age, and you look at their age. You're like, hey, he's 21 and he's doing this. And you imagine yourself back, you know, as a 21-year-old, and you were doing, well, relatively nothing, you know. But you've been working hard, but you still haven't really, you know, like, yeah, well, you know, people have targets. You know, you haven't reached your target. You know, you haven't actually accumulated, or rather have come into your goal. You've been working and working and working, but you still haven't gotten anywhere. And then you ask yourself, is hard work really enough? Or there needs to be some sort of intervention, you know, or somebody needs to step in and save me, or somebody needs to throw me a lifeline, because I've been working hard. I haven't been lazy. This is you talking to yourself somewhere around 3 a.m. when you can't sleep, insomnia, and then all these thoughts pour into your mind, and you wake up depressed the next day, or you're smoking, or you're doing this, and suddenly you think, is this really what I signed up for? Is this really what people were talking about when they said, well, you'll be an adult? This is what adulting is about, you know, working hard and not really reaching your target, not reaching your main goal. You're not doing bad, but you're not doing that great either. And you look at someone else, they're just kind of coasting by, you know, and they're just cruising. And, you know, often I go on Instagram and I see people like, oh my God, they've made it well. You know, like, they're doing well. You know, they are living their best lives. But then there's no hard work. You know, you look at what they do and you're like, really? You had to do that and now you this? And then I've been working and this? And then you ask yourself, is it really hard work, or is it just sheer luck? Is it really luck? Because, I mean, hard work is, yeah, I've been working hard, yet I haven't really reached my goal. Is hard work enough? Or do I need to outsource some help or something like that? And then there'll be those people, you know, those motivational speakers, which I detest, by the way. Like, I always speak crap about those people. They think they know it all. And then you look at them and you're like, dude, but, you know, what are you telling me that I don't already know? I believe that nobody can tell you about you that you don't already know. I don't like such people. Is there really a formula to life, or rather to success, that people are just missing in their hard working? Is there really a formula that you do this? You know, like math, you know, there's a formula for literally everything in math. Is there a formula to success? Is there a formula that can save you from hard work? Is there such? Those motivational speakers, why aren't they handing out these formulas? Because, hey, I mean, they walk with their heads, you know, their heads held up high with this big chip on their shoulders. They will crush your soul. They will literally, okay? You should see the hand gestures they're making. They will thrash your soul. They will depress you for an entire month. They will tell you that, listen, my brother, you haven't made it at this age. You are doomed. And then you ask yourself, how am I doomed? Because I've been working. What am I doing wrong? Because you wrote like a book here and there, and then you speak a few sensible words here and there, and then you think that you know the formula to life. I mean, if you know so much about life, then why aren't you handing out these formulas in your books? Why aren't you including these formulas in your speaking engagements? Why aren't you doing that? Because there are people that work hard, don't get anywhere. Then there are people who don't even work hard, yet they're successful. So really, like, you know, you have these juggling thoughts in your mind. Do I need to work harder? Or do I just need to get lucky? Or, even worse, am I just doomed as a human being? Am I doomed? Because, you know, I'm working. I'm not really reaching the goal. Someone else is not working that hard. And they've reached like 10 times, you know. Yeah, they're just ahead, like 10 times, 10 steps ahead of you. And you've been working for a long time. Working hard, that is. Don't get it twisted. You've been working hard, like years of tireless, you know, tireless commitment, blood, sweat, tears, breaking your back, bending over backwards, just to reach a certain goal. And then, you know, someone else comes up and then they do this thing here and there, and then suddenly they're big. And then you wonder to yourself, like, maybe I'm just not really cut out for this soft life. Maybe I'm just not cut out for success. Have you ever thought of such things though? I mean, I can't be the only one that has thought of such things. I mean, we are after all human beings, right? Although we don't really have the same thinking capabilities and, you know, we don't have the same depths of knowledge or whatever. But something has got to be similar. Is hard work really enough though? Or is it sheer luck? Well, I think, I don't know. I'm here so that we can actually help each other out. I bring this forth and then you start thinking about it and then you report back to me. My God. Being an adult is... Couldn't we have just stayed 12 or 15 or even 5? I mean, like, we were so innocent back then, right? We knew nothing. And then you grow up. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, dear child. And now you're going to start, you know, telling yourself, you know, tell the 15-year-old, you know, Colbin, what you know now. What would you say to yourself? You know, what would you say to your younger self? I'm like, well, I would say, boy, run. Run. If you don't run, then gear up. It's an uphill battle. Really, it's an uphill battle. When do people actually make it big? How do they make it big? You know, and then you've been flipping, you know, and looking and scrolling and like, oh my God, this is so incredible. Oh my God, this is good. And then you look at these people and then you go on YouTube and you Google like 10 of the most richest people in the world, you know, 10 of the most richest black people, 10 of the most successful people in your field. And then you wonder, what did they do? What kind of formula did they use? Who did they speak to? Right? What did they do to get to that level? People often say, well, some people say, don't work hard, just work smarter. But then what's the formula? What's the formula to just acquiring that? You know, what's the formula? What's the formula, really? Why aren't people sharing? Why aren't people sharing? What's the formula? Because people do work hard out here. And what I don't appreciate, there are people that actually look down on other people that, you know, they'd look at you, you're so lazy, you're not serious in life, you know. And then poor guy went to school, you know, graduated with good marks, but there's no luck. He can't land a job or keep one. And then there'll be this smart ass out of nowhere. Oh, well, you're not serious. I cannot stand such people. People that look down on other people. Just because somebody has not really made it, or rather, used the same formula, which have been shared, is not serious about life. It does not mean that. This question makes me angry, though. It really burns. Is it enough? Are you born with it? Born for it? Did you get lucky? Did you work hard? That's the question I'm asking. A few questions. Ask yourself that. Just take a moment and listen to this. The people that are up there, prominent people, successful people, you know, well established, did they really work hard? Were they born with it? Were they born for it? Or they use something else? Better yet, those motivational speakers, you dumbasses, this is for you too. What's the formula to making it big? Really, what's the formula? What's that one thing that you did that could save an entire generation, or rather, the entire human race from hard work? Because many people do work hard, but they don't get anywhere. That's the question that I'm leaving with you this week. Is hard work enough? Now, Shirley's waiting for me. I need to shower, get dressed, and look pretty. All right? That's it for this week. All right, we'll be back next week with another burning question, with another thrilling, thought-provoking edition of The Green Tea by yours truly, Colbin Green, your distant cousin. All right, until then, have your green tea with no sugar. Signing out. Love, light, peace, and happiness. Oh yeah, do pray too. Maybe that's the formula. Signing out. My name is Colbin Green, your distant cousin from Asia. Cheers.